You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mechilta at the end of Parshas B'Shalach. Right? V'yavo Amalek. Rabbeleza Ayme Nishba Hamakum B'Kisei HaKavod Shaloi. Shim Yavo Echad Mekol Umas Ha'olam Nizgaya Shiyakabluhu. Ulamalek Ulubeisai Lo Yakabluhu. Right? So there's this din of Eimakabun Gerim Me'amalek. Shenemar, so across a pasuk, that after Shaul HaMelech died, was killed, so a nar came, the nar Magid, who the pasuk will see says was an Amaleki, and he said that he killed Shaul. He's the one that killed Shaul. Shaul asked him to kill him. Eimizeh ata v'yema ben ish ger Amaleki anechi. Nisker David ba'oise Shaul. If anybody from the other umas comes, this guy what's exactly drasha medar dar? He's not free to become a ger, but whatever it is, it says here in the mechilta that there's a klal of eimakablin ger ma'amalek. And it's learned out from the Maisa with Shaul David. So we would have the Psukim, we had written out all the Psukim. So I'll go through it quick. It says like this. Beginning of Shmuel Bey. What was the beginning? Perek Aleph. V'yachay moy Shaul, v'David shav makoysas amalek, v'yesh David and so forth. V'y b'yam v'shlishi v'nei ish ba min amachanim im Shaul, b'god of kruim adam al reishay, and he comes to David. I'll say over the kids of the Psukim. I escaped from the Machan Yisrael. So he says, tell me what happened over here. So he tells him, Anochama Abin Afamal, the Musa Vagam, Shol the Yainasim Benoi Mesu. The Yemel David the Magad, Echid Ata Kemes, Shol the Yainasim Benoi, how do you know it? So he says, Vayemel Nikarna Crazy Bagger and so forth, Shol Nishachanisim Vinere and so forth, Vayipanachim Yirani Yikola, Vayemel Laini. And he says to me, Mi ata, right? V'amalav, Amaleki anoichi. Amaleki. V'yema elai, so Shaul says to me, Moid na'alei, that natasasli kachzani yashevetz ki kol oid nafshi bi. He says, I'm sick, I have, what is it, a fever or some kind of, what?
Throes.
Death throes, right? In other words, I'm dying, and kill me now. That's a whole shal and rishonim at the end of Parshas Noach. A person's allowed to do that. The emet alav, I'm saying you, I killed him. Ki yadati kol yichya, achrei nafloi ve'ekach ha'nezer shorosh. Whatever he says, I took the nezer, but I killed him because I saw he's going to die. Ve'achsek David big David yikram ve'yam gamal shorosh. So he does kriya ve'yisbedu ve'yifku ve'yitzmo ad erev. They fasted al shol v'al yonison benayir v'al Hashem v'al beis Yisrael ki nafu char. Ve'yam David l'nar magid lo ein mezeh ata uve'yam ben ish ger amaleki anoichi. Tells him again. Now, in the story, this person said, Amaleki Anoichi, right? The Yemer loved David. Echlo Yereisim L'Shloch Yad L'Shachas as Mashiach Hashem. Why are you afraid to, how could you kill Mashiach Hashem, the Melech? Vayiku David Echanar V'Yemer Gash P'Goboy V'Ekeu V'Yomis. So he kills him. V'Yemer loved David the Mechber, Adoncha V'Yishcha, Kipficha Anavach Leimer Anoichim Tassim Mashiach Hashem. Says you get killed because you, of your own admission, you said that you killed Mashiach Hashem. That's the psukim over there. The kashayla is in the mechilta. So what does it come at? In the psukim, it sounds like David killed him because he believed him that he was mekabel his own admission that he had killed Shaul HaMelech. So he killed him for that. What does it got to do with the mekabel and Gerim HaMolek? So where's the din of mekabel and Gerim HaMolek? Right, the medrash, the mechilta, I'm sorry, itself, it says, "Vayemer ben ish ger maleki anechi, niska davar ba'isa shom ashenemel lemeisha beinu, that you're not mekabel ger from malek." Right, vayemer love David, and David kills him. Good, but in the psukim itself says he killed him, kipicha anabach, because your mouth admitted it. What's it got to do with mekabel ger from a malek? Secondly, what is David a melech asking him? Right? So he's in the story, he said he's in a Malaiki. Was he asking him, what does it mean?
Was Hakarash.
Okay, good. Okay, let's see. So, first of all, so what does it mean? The Radak says over there, so first of all, in the Chazal itself, the Pesukim that Chazal bring, those Pesukim say clearly that the reason he killed him was because he admitted that he murdered Shaul and killed Shaul. And so what is it going to do with Amikab and Gerim HaMalek? And secondly, what is David HaMelech going ahead and asking him after he told him he was in a Malaiki? In Radak Taka, it says that there's always Shaila, what does it mean, Gerim HaMalekhi? Does it mean Gershon is Gaier? Does it mean he lived in a Malek? But there's nothing to say in the Radak that he was a Ger Malek. He was Megar himself. So, Mesher Chochma. First, we should have Mesher Chochma. Mesher Chochma says, so Mary de Gazach. Mary Shechosa says,
where is Mesher Chochma?
In Fabi Yishlach, I think. And I mean Bishalach. So the Mesher Chochma says like this. He quotes the Chinuch, first of all. He says that the mitzvah chavav, the mitzvah of the menuas of a kim, not to do a avodah zarah, whatever the mitzvahs that are neger b'nei noach. So the chinuch says zaysa mitzvah he mechlal hashever mitzvahs shenitztava kol b'nei aldam bechlal. Says this is one of the mitzvahs that is on all humanity. It's seven mitzvahs. Notice they also have the is of avodah zarah, of believing in avodah zarah, whatever the specific is. This says chilukin yesh bepratim. This chilukim in the prat, in the specifics, ben yisrael shar umis. Bakol mivur sham by the zara, other places in the chilukin. So he says sheyesh sheben yisrael shar umis bein a mitzvah matal sakolu. She yisrael is chayv la'olam below eidim vasra. One difference is yid needs eidim vasra. Veshar umis ein tzichin asra. That's a gemara in Sanhedrin. Lefisha ain't chiluk ban ben shaygi meizit. That's already a shayla. What kind of shaygi meizit? V'chein yischayv gam kein behoidas piyem. That they chayiv if they admit. Okay, masha ain't kein b'yisrael shetzorach eid. So this all shall what where, but basically whatever it is saying that he could go in. The minchas chiluk taka goes into it. It's a din of because they don't have the din. They know the meizit without rasha. Which that already place can talk about. That's in the Gebbe's mind is there too, and other things. A guy says he did something, not like I'm a like whether you believe it, like what during halachas, but more is how does it work? Is because he's an aid, you need aid, or the pshat is by them, you don't really need a maisa bezdin. We need a maisa bezdin. Maisa bezdin goes through the process of aidus. By them, it's not maisa bezdin. By them, the pshat is you just mevar that you chayv misa. In other words, when a yid rechman slams machal Shabbos, not chayv misa, bezin because of the ma'aseh he did puts on him a chayv misa. How do you put a person misa? There's a process. Eidim asra. By them, they did it. They chayv misa. It's just that we have to know about it. So we do know. We admitted it. By us, that's not enough. In order to put on, in words, in the pshat of how misa's bezin works, they're different.
So there's no age element. There's no age element.
So age element is a different shayla, but there would be an age element. Obviously, if a one-year-old is going to come and say something, right? So, but that we're not going into that right now, right?
Boy, this is we are fact finding and verification versus aid.
Right. You don't need aid. This just know that's the fact. How do you know? Guy admitted. Like we would say, guy admitted himself. Right? I don't know. An American law is also there. Guy admits. He admits. It's all admitted. By us, we know it's only by mom. In American law, I guess it's a lot of things. If a guy admits he crossed the red light, maybe do give him a ticket, chayv shlish, right? Right?
Yeah.
I don't think so, but...
David test him a klal yirens.
Right.
Shia Hashem. It sounds like the problem was that he killed the Melech more than...
Yeah, okay, that's we're not going to go into why he says that way. Ki ya'umas bo'ivam komitzis chayv alayla misa. And by us, it depends. We have misa, malk, but that's the chiddush. The Maase is the Meir Simcha himself in a different place is medayik this in a Rashi. If you all know the Gemara in Pesachim, I've given him a base. Ahu Amad Solik Mishulayim. He came from Netzivim. He came from Chutzlarz. So he came to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seir and he said that I ate me from the shufra of the Korban Pesach. He ate from the Korban Pesach. So what?
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seir told him. Mika Safalach, did they give you from the Shalya? Did they give? They went and they checked, and he said, Alia, of course, what's he asking? So he checked into him, and they realized he's a guy, and they killed him. Okay? It's not clear why they killed him. That's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. Why did they kill him? He's not supposed to eat the cotton. That doesn't say anyway, it's an issa on him to eat carbon pesa. Maybe it's an issa to us to give it to him. The smack that holds it. It's an eighth mitzvah ben nech, maybe, but whatever it is, they killed him. The Minchas Chinuch wants to say, Rabbi Chanan, that the it's an issa of Gezel Kotchim, but there's a difference. Pulpulim also, and Achorinim. But whatever it is, state in the Gemara, they killed him. So in that Gemara there, right, so Rashi says, on the Mikos Safulach, did they give you, so klum noisim lecham in a'al yelechol, ain't noisim lecham in a'kochush, but they gave you a shvacha pot, they gave you a good fatty pot, v'niskavela ta'isa, zogt Rashi, u'kshiyei lechoid yishol min a'al yin memela, what could happen? Zogt Rashi, b'yad v'b'yudah v'mseira, lo ha'yo lehargoy. It, in the hands of Yudav Say, he couldn't kill him. Pashpashan Rashi's mashmoth. Why couldn't he kill him? What did he mean, kill him? Because he lived in America. You don't just kill a guy for eating the carbon Pesach, right? But if he would have lived somewhere else, if he would have lived in Eretz Yisrael, he could have killed him. Why would he have killed him? By stice, because he admitted by his own admission, he said that he ate from the carbon Pesach. The carbon Pesach's machayev and miso, designed like the smag, that the reason is because the there's an issa on a akum to eat. That's an eighth mitzvah b'nei noyach, right? The smack hole of the issa of a goy not eating is not an issa. Rambam sheet is for us to give it to a goy to eat. The smack holes, it's issa on the goy itself. Minchas Chinuch brings the different sheetas, right? Or like the Minchas Chinuch says, because of the din of gezel kotchim. Kotchim is no worse than Adyat. My goy zichad is an isuk zayla. So he killed for Gezel. So his vice, how did Rabbi Yudim say a note from his admission? He would have killed him, but the lahaya biyad lahargah. Some want to get out of the diik, but the pashas of the diik is that it's that he gets killed by his husband. So based on this, the Rameya Simcha says, Amari de Gavard, Tratna Mechilta. He says that when the magid came, when the person who spoke over to David Melch told him what happened came. He said over the story. He said, "Well, a Malik." He says he's a Malik. So a Malik. Okay, good. Then David, like the Mechilta says, was lit. So what's he saying? I killed Shaul. He said he killed Shaul. Then he said, "Wait 1 second." He says, "What are you? Are you a Maliki? So you're a goy. A goy is believed by Daz Piff. Or maybe a Ger. I bet you're a Ger. Ger. So you're a Jew. A Jew is not believed by Daz Piff." Right? The Jews, I believe that the Mayor said, that you have a din of ain't not the Mason of Russia. A person can't go into Bezin and admit that he's Chayav Misa. Oh, so he said at that point, Isa Shah, Niska, David Amelech, She'ain Makabal, Gerim Amalek. So in other words, he's learning that not only can't be Makabal, but the Geris is not Chal. The Geris is not Chal.
Not, there's no special Kiel, instead of making a Jetsu who killed because he's an Amalek, he's in Sanak itself.
What do you mean? The what?
Well, the Tiburi to eradicate Amalek, and a private citizen like...
Yeah. So 1 second, we'll get to that. Yeah, 1 second. So, Ba'is Hashan Niska David HaMelech, that is a din to go ahead and not Makabal Gerim Amalek, that's why he asked him. He says, tell me, what do you mean you're an Amaleki, right? He asked him first, who are you? He says, Ger Amalek, Anoichem Ager. So, Ger, you can't, in other words, he's saying is, you can't kill me. There's no admission. Ba'is Hashan Niska David HaMelech, She'em a Kabbalah, so your Geiris is not a Geiris. If your Geiris is not a Geiris, then I have the right to kill you. Why? Because you killed Mashiach Hashem. So Sam is asking, why is it different than any other halacha of killing Amaleki? That's a good question. So,
killing Amalek?
There's a din on the, that's one Shaila, the Minchas Vidach. Oh, it's also a Melech. Who says David was a Melech then? Shaul was dead. David, who says David was not Nimshach? I mean, he was, but he's not technically a Melech. So that's a point. That's a good point. But that's not what the Rameya Simcha doesn't go into, but that's a good point. One is there could be, like the Minchas Chinuch goes, that the mitzvah is Davka Mutalis al Tzibur. That's the Nusuk we have. Tzibur, the Shaila is there a mitzvah al Kol Yochid v'Yochid? Zweitens is, like the Pesach saying, is the smag, the smag holds that the mitzvah is Davka when there's a Melech. Right? So even though the Agos Maimonides says, what do you mean, Meisud? In Smag, it says, it's not Neitel Asud Lavoy. So he says, what do you mean, not like Asud Lavoy? So Shaul HaMelech did it. So that's what the answer, the smag means to say, you need a melech. You need a melech. You see, always there's a melech there. Kamar Hashem, he tells Shaul HaMelech to go kill them. Shmuel tells Shaul HaMelech to kill him. Okay, but that's the Remeah Simcha's point. Okay. The Rambam, though, this is already after Remeah Simcha, is clear not that way. The Rambam in the end of Hilchis, Peg Yud Ches Hilchis Sanhedrin. So the Rambam says like this.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
Xeris HaKosev, in the middle of the Halacha, She'en Mamisen Bezen V'lo Malkin Es Ha'odem Bo'idos Piv. LLP Shnei Maiden. Right? You can only kill a person with Shnei Eid. Ze'ai, Yeshua killed Achon. Right? Through the Goyrul. Ve'David Leger Amaleki. The Rambam's bothered. How did David gear the Ger Amaleki? Bo'idos Piyam. Horos Shah Haisa. Oi Din Malchus Haya. Not clear which the Din Malchus is going back on. Is Yeshua ever Din Melech? Mishnah Torah Ha'ilafanav, right? Rashi says over there, Lo Yomash Sefer Torah Zim V'Picha. Rashi says, Mishnah Torah Ha'ilafanav. Which Mishnah Torah? Or Dvarim. So somewhere it means Mishnah Torah means the second, because he's a Melech. So not sure which is the Din Malchus, which is the Aras Shah. But Yeh Shia, the Rambam says that David Melech killed Ger Maleki was not the rule. It was just for either Aras Shah, or maybe he did have a Din Malchus. Aber Sanhedrin ein mamisen volo malkin hamoide ba vere sheminitra for daitu bedavaza shemi ma melen mori nefeshu o machkim lomus shetekin achorvas bidden mashiach lats ma gaga shemekach ze yova v'yame davashul asa kadei shark v'kol shul dova gzeris amelechi. And as the Radva says over there, ein gufo shul adam na memoinda. It's not your private thing that you can go ahead and do such as that. That's a Rambam. So it's one thing is that you don't have it. Oh, what about the that's a mechilta? So that's, you do it as a kasha, one kasha. Okay, not pshat. Not that's not pshat in the pasuk, but the what's the name of the alkabatsa say for
Sharashishin?
What? Menasalevi. Menasalevi. The Baal Chadoidi wrote like the classical say from Menasalevi. He has midrashim there that other yam they don't know where he comes from. Supposedly they say he wrote it. It's a huge sefer. Supposedly he wrote it as a sholach manis for his shreya, I think it was, his shreya to give a sholach manis. The mefalpul, are you yates a sholach manis? If your son-in-law writes for you a safe and he gives you, I think you'll be happy, but accept it. But whether he's yates a sholach manis or not, that's a different thing. So in the psukim there, he asks, b'chol medina, medina, b'chol yireh, mokar shetva, melech, v'dosa, magia, simcha, v'sosa, yudot, mishtu, v'yamta, v'rabim, me'ame, aritz, misya'adim. So he says, what do you mean? Ema kabum gerim amalek. What do you mean? Rabbi ma'amayaritz misyadim.
Parishna down all amalek.
So whether amalekim, whether not amalekim. So I just think, all right, so that's what he goes into. Is he referring to the amalekim there?
Anyway. That the Sancheriv anyway.
The what? But you don't find in Sancheriv, that in the Rambam, that's a good point too. Okay, well, we're good. But that's the question. So instead of saying it was Fasemis and Chumis, Fasemis, on Purim, so he says of Mary de Gavard, he says, you know, Darkoi, he says, Zem Yishuv Kushis of Menoy Salevi, he says that the din of Emakam Gerim and Malik means a Malik. He says, but why don't Gerim join? So he says like this, as far as I'm concerned, he says, a Malik is that koyach in the world that stops all the Umas Ha'ilim from seeing the Emes. The Malik, see, Taka. Vutna says that a Malik, what's the difference of Zayin Amim? When we talk about the four Golis, right? The four Golises. And on that, we say Mitzrayim is the Sherish. Mitzrayim is not one of the four, it's the Sherish. Because Mitzrayim is the Golis before the Gul ever happened, before it became an Av. He says the Zayin Amim are not included. A Malik is not included. A Malik is the Reishis Goyim Amalik. They attacked Klausel before they received the Torah. He says, basically like this, Golis is the pshat that they try to eradicate being a Jew. That's what they're trying to eradicate, right? They try to eradicate us from being Eden. Mitzrayim is that, the sherish of all that. They tried to make us into mitzvim, right? They didn't let us mal, all kinds of things. He says, the Zayin Amamin is a pshat, like it says in Chazal, they allow us to be Eden, but to be Moirid Nebayin Shalom, not to do the mitzvahs of the Nebayin Shalom. Who's the one that stopped us from receiving the mitzvahs? Amalek. Because Amalek tried to go ahead and attack us, did attack us before we even received the Torah. We shouldn't receive the Torah. In other words, you have to be an Eved Hashem and you have to do Davoida. Davoida is the Torah. The Eved is Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's where we came. Li b'nei Yisrael avadim. How an Eved does his work, that's already Mitzrayim. That's already Kabbalah Satara. That's what Amalek tries to do. So he says Amalek, the Sfas Hashem says, stops the other nations from realizing the emes of what the Yidden are. So he says, he learns Pshat the Pasuk, Vemrei Dekha Pshat. Rabbi Ma'am Eretz Misyadim, Goyim Starbi Misyadim. Why? Ki Nafa Pachad Yudim Aleim An Amalekim. Was what stops the Goyim from joining Klal Yisrael, the Gerim, right? Like the Gemara says, when they used to say, they used to go up to the Mikdash, a lot of Gerim used to be Megaya. Somebody told me a Peladika story. Supposedly one of the rabbis in yeshivas, he thinks it's his son in Bayonne. In Bayonne, there was a lady who used to get dressed very provocative, and everybody used to, you know, whatever. She was very provocative on purpose. So a boy from the yeshiva there with a beard, she noticed. So when he once walked by her and he put his eyes down, he didn't look at her. So she was very taken. So what's going on over here? And she became a gyaris because it was in this bar. Later, she was like so taken aback. They look, there are people who think of this, and she became a gyaris. Right? In Chazal, it says that a person, you have to be careful with people who want to be Megayer. Because Timna came to be Megayer, and Avraham Avinu refused to accept them because of that came out of Malek Taka. Makes sense according to this. A Malek is that koyach that doesn't want to stop Gerim. They're the ones that want to be Megayer, at least Timna. So he says, the Pshat and Pasuk, Rabbi Ma'am Eretz Misyadim, Kinafo Pachad Yehudim Aleim. Since there was Pachad of Amalek on the Umas Ha'olam, Memele, I'm sorry, on Amalek. So Memele, the Amalek couldn't stop the Amaratzim, meaning the other people from joining. But Rambam, in Hilchas Yisur Biyah, in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Zayin, Rambam says, Kol Ha'akam Kulak, Shizgaru, V'kabul Aleim Kol Ha'mitzvah Shebetayra, V'avadim, and so forth. He says, if he comes a ger, so they're vahu shiisa. So the din is mutarin likanas b'kal Hashem miyad, right? That's the din. A ger is mutar b'kal Hashem, right? Vahu shiisa ger what? Bas Yisrael, the Yisrael, ger is mishakor. They're allowed to go ahead and marry, except of course if it's a woman, a kohen can marry a ger. But otherwise, they're allowed to marry anyone. Chutz medalet amamin bilvad, v'heim amayin umoyav. Mitzrayim ve'eder. On that you have Amon and Moab is Yisurim Issa Olam, and Mitzrayim and Adayimi is Shtei Dairis and Essay. Right? That's the din. Not that the Geras is not a good Geras. The Geras is a perfectly good Geras. Shaila and Rus was not the Geras. Shaila and Rus was whether Rus was allowed to go ahead and marry Boyas. But Vada the Geras is 100% Geras. Shaum is Ha'elus, she's got Ephraim, Arik, Yisrael, the whole Dover. Ella inyan bia bakal. Like being a bakal, that you can't go ahead and let them marry someone, okay, and so forth. Okay, so in Rambam state nish that you can't be makabel gerim me'amalek. Right? You can't be makabel gerim me'amalek. Even though, can you do me a favor? There should be a Rambam there in the back. The first chaylik is good, or if there's a sefer mitzvahs. The lashon.
Now we say b'nei barav shel Haman.
Oh. So on the sheets over here, and we have a Gemara. Okay, yeah. Notice Rambam, there should be Rambams there.
And why don't we say in general, not even Kavla Gera, because it's a din of Kavua. Maybe they came from Amalek. It's not a.
Oh, you mean Stam? Yes. Yeah, so is that called Kavua? Yeah, we don't know if it's Sab Nikar B'Mkayim. That's a good question. And with the, a few minutes, so we'll leave. That's a different. You don't see a Rambam there, no? No, that's fine. The Rambams. So what Nei is asking is a famous kasha, Gemara Gitt, Gemara Sanhedrin, Mibnei Bonav shall Haman Lindu Ter Bivnei Brak. And as far as I remember, on the side of the Gemara, so you didn't come out on the computer, on the side of the Gemara it says, Umani Rab Shmuel Bar Shilas, right? Rab Shmuel Bar Shilas. But it says, Mibnei Bonav shall Haman Lindu Ter Bivnei Brak. So that's the famous kasha that, in Chassat, I found in the computer. I said, I mean, the sefer I'm familiar with, right? I was surprised that the computer picked it up. A sefer called Megillah Sefer, it's a big Sephardi, And he, as far as I see, the first one he brings that asks this question is the Sefer Chemdas Hayamim. If you look at the Sefer Chemdas Hayamim?
Yeah.
Chemdas Hayamim. So Shaila, who wrote it? Shaila, who wrote it? Adi Yam, they're still fighting over. The Sefer is like 300-400 years old. I don't know. And this, and then at a certain time, probably 300 years, 300, almost 400 years old. At the Rabbi Yankov M, the title, it was Nassan Az, how do you pronounce it? Azati. Nassan from Gaza. Nassan Azati, a Talmud of, a disciple of Shabtai Tzvi. Because he tied it with things. So then others say, there are people who did a lot of research in that Yesh v'Yesh. There were Gdolim who refused to look at it. The stipler, if he saw a safer quote, the Chemdas Hayamim. On the other hand, there are tefillas there that are used in a lot of Chassidish cries and whatever Chassidish. So this is a big shop. Chaim Volozhin doesn't seem to write. So Adi Yom, they're still writing articles, whether he, some say parts of it, yes, some say that. Bakupon, he asks the Kasha, and he says, what do you do with this Gemara? B'nei Banu Shulhaman. What's up, Shat? So he tines that the din of B'nei Banu Shulhaman, the din of Emekablin Gerim is Emekablin. If they Megaya themselves, Then it's fine. It happens. So maybe somehow they went and did it with Bez and Sholit Yaitis. It goes into different Turutzim. I found maybe, I know myself, YouTube, I looked over 12 Turutzim in this Kasha. I mean, sometime they got married to, it doesn't mean
daughter, maybe.
Their daughters, it's this, all kinds of Turutzim. But I'll just say over one Zach in the Rambam, the Lashon is Shelo Yis, I don't remember the Lashon here. Shelo Yisa, in Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Nun Dal, it's the same Lashon, the Smag, same Lashon, the Chinuch, is it Minchas Chinuch? Depends on your notice. Right, well, so it says, Shelo Yisa, Shosh Doris, the Issa of Lo Yisasava Daimi, the Issa of not marrying in the Daimi, the Rambam's Lashon is Mibes Esav. It's Masha that the Issa is that Esav is included in the Daimi, that they could be Gerim, but you can't marry them for three generations. Just say over in Avineza, though, and Avineza says a very different thing. The Avineza says that after Alifav, you know, went ahead and was born, and he went to Amalek, he went to the Esav told him, always pursue Klalis, always give them tsaris, always give them tsaris. So it says, the Rambam says in Uchus Malachim, that you can be mashlim with Amalek. You can make them third-class citizens in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, they don't treat them like, I won't say it out loud, like they treat right nowadays, right? The people, the minorities, not minorities so much anymore. But as you treat them like you make them do all kinds of menial works. So he says, you see in the Rambam that you can go ahead and make them into ger toshivs, and they can live with you, and they're not become minorities, all kinds of things. So he says, what's wrong with being mekabel gerim? So he says, because the whole point is Amaleki has to be machni himself. And if he becomes a ger, he thinks is equal to you. He's equal. And that's not cool. That's a pshat in the Issa of Emekabel. But if he's Makabel in a way that he's machni himself, so he says, Avada, the geris is good geris. But Akoponim, many Achrenim learn because of the Gemara that you're mentioning, is that the Rambam argues, because Yitaka don't see the Rambam anywhere bringing this Mechilta, this Salacha, which is mentioned in Yalkut Shemayni, which is probably taken from the Mechilta, of this din of Emekab and Gerim and Amalek. And therefore, the Rambam Taka holds that the Gerim Amalek is no Raya, because it could be used, if it was Taka Ras Shah, like the Rambam says, and the din is that you are Mekab and Gerim, so we don't pass it like that Mechilta. Mechilta is a different shot.
The Rambam is after the
Bosan Chev of the Lord. Yes, so that's also a Shaila. So I'm going to go with the, what's the din of Bosan Chev? So what does the Gemara mean? Shulhaman, so some swarms say
we knew it was
right. They knew he was. Yeah, it's also you do what the deacon, the Rambam. The Rambam says that Zayin Amamin Nebat Zichra, but in Ramalik he doesn't say it. So that's a shy of the one out. So the Belt says from Abchaim that Amaleki has not to do with genealogy. It doesn't matter, right? It's the Midas. If he has the Midas. So they're medaiken Yerushalmi. Okay, there's a lot of turuts on this, but Koponim, just in the Rambam Zicha doesn't hold at this cheshbon of Rebbeinu Simcha. We come out also so interesting zach that some Achronim want to tell you that there's a Rambam in Hilchas Ritzicha that if you kill a treifa, so you're potter, right? And yet the Rambam says if a goy kills a treif, he's chayef. So we spoke about it in Shari. We had a share a few weeks ago. That could be, the Rabbi Chaim Oizo brings it out to Briskerov, that the Isser of wherever there's an Isser to kill, or sometimes you find there's an Isser, if you murder, you chayev Misa, and sometimes there's an Isser of murder without an Oynish, like Kiyadua, some Poiskim held, or Moshe held, that abortion is called Ritzicha, right? Not many Poiskim don't accept that, but a treif could be called the Isser Ritzicha with a Ptur. Wherever there's an Isser Ritzicha with a Ptur, so by Ben Noach, they chayev Misa. So by them, there's no such thing as Pata of Alasa, usually. By them, it's the chayev. What's the Makar Rambam? So some Achrayim want to say the Makar Rambam is from Shaul HaMelech. That Shaul HaMelech went ahead and he was a treifer then, and the Ger Malekim killed him was a treifer. So if you say that he was a guy, and you see that he was chayef for killing Shaul HaMelech, even though Shaul HaMelech was already a treifer, he had the chonis in him, he had the sword, the spear in him already. So he was a treifer, he was dying. So he just quickened his death. And yet you see, he was chayef Misa is a right to that var. The shail is that such a raya? Because what's the according to this Rambam, the cloud you can't be makabel edus over there. So it's not such a raya from the whole mice of Shaul HaMelech. What did Rambam Shita that the whole thing was a Rosh Shah? It could be a Rosh Shah. That's the shail. A Rosh Shah and the mice was it the mice of Misa he was chayef? Or Rosh Shah that he killed him? Eich like Pini was medayik. It says Eich lo yiratzol lishloch. Yad b'mashiach shav, like he did something wrong. You don't say, Enachanami could be your partner for Misa, but it's wrong to kill a treifa. So he killed him for that too. No, not the pshat is, it was a Rosh Shah that he believed him. He believed a guy that what? That he did, he was Mechal Shabbos. So he killed him. What if you believe it? The Gemara says they killed people for doing things that were not chayv Misa. Lo shayu chayv, Gemara says in Sanhedrin, not that they were chayv Misa, but Shadar Tzachbe, in order it shouldn't be pirates, together. They did certain things, the Gemara says in the Sugis and Sanhedrin, that they killed people for doing things that were not Chayav Misa. So it would be not such a right according to Israel.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.